This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. You can keep up with the presidential campaign by following the news and social media, or even by tuning in to late-night talk shows.
Now, speaking of bickering couples, are you guys ready for this Monday's presidential debate?
88.5's Paula Whistle discovered you can also get a pretty good overview of the race by heading to the University of Washington and taking in an exhibit of political cartoons.
You walk into the reading room on the ground floor of UW's Suzzalo Library, and the cartoon depictions of this presidential campaign jump out at you. There's Donald Trump with his head a geyser spewing words, Hillary Clinton with a very long Pinocchio-like nose, or sitting in her doctor's office next to a black X-ray with nothing on it.
And the doctor says, "As you can see, everything's normal, just the usual problem with transparency."
Oh, that's a great one with the all black.
Assistant news librarian Jessica Albano clearly gets a kick out of putting this exhibit together. She does it every 4 years. She and her students search newspaper editorial pages from around the country looking for political cartoons to enlarge and post on giant freestanding display boards. New ones are added all the time.
So it's a basket with a bunch of Trump supporters in it looking quite grisly.
And they have signs that say, "Lock her up. Punch a protester for Trump."
Yep, and it says, "Hillary called us deplorables."
No, that's from the Houston Chronicle.
Yes, it is. And we wouldn't traditionally have thought of a Houston, Texas newspaper perhaps being quite so tough on the Republican candidate, but they really have been.
Albano says the caricatures this year definitely match the public's perception of the candidates.
They're drawn physically with Trump being this uber big baby with really yucky hair. I mean, they play up tiny hands for him. So there's just been so much reference to physical attributes of candidates that it really lends itself well to the cartoons, I think.
How about physically for Hillary Clinton? Are there things that you've noticed?
She's often in drawn like Pinocchio, or she looks frumpy and short and kind of dumpy. But I would say they're having more fun with Donald Trump's image than Hillary's, probably.
And that's posed a bit of a problem. She says she tries to keep the display fair with a balance of cartoons of Clinton and Trump. But as with the news coverage, Trump has dominated the political cartoon arena. She says the cartoons that are of Hillary focus almost exclusively on her emails or foundation or lately her health. While Trump, all sorts of things are highlighted, from his promise to build a wall with Mexico to his relationship with the Russian leader.
So this shows Donald Trump like hugging a shirt with hearts coming up above his head. And in the second frame, it's Putin without his shirt asking, "Has anyone seen my shirt?"
Albano says political cartoonists always like to tweak the media, and this year is no different.
This one, it shows a mom in a dress with the word media on her back looking very sad, and she's pushing a baby carriage, and Donald Trump's in the carriage, and he says, "She's trying to destroy me," and then a man walking by says, "Didn't she create you?" Which is a really great message. We have some over here that you might like to see.
There is a more somber side to the political cartoons this year. One section called The Summer of 16 includes cartoons about the Black Lives Matter movement, the mass shooting in Orlando, and the bombings in Syria.
Some of these are kind of upsetting to look at, which really shows that cartoons can make you feel uncomfortable as well. They're not always funny. And so that boy that was photographed in the ambulance by himself after an attack, it shows in one of these from the Salt Lake City Tribune, actually, a Utah paper, with Trump standing over him and the boy in a white light like he's being interrogated. And the chair says refugees. There's one of President Obama and Hillary Clinton fist bumping over the boy sitting in the chair, like, "Congratulations, we've done such a great job at making the world safer."
Albano says with the decline of newspapers, there are now fewer cartoons to choose from for the display. And she says since cartoons are rarely integrated into online news feeds, for many students, this is a chance to discover editorial cartoons for the first time.
Yeah, it's been great to watch people walk by and then come back. You know, they'll start to walk by, they might read a few, and they kind of get drawn down the hallway, and then they come back. And some spend a lot of time here just standing reading each and every one.
She says what she hopes they take away is that not only are political cartoons visual, quick to take in, and sometimes humorous, they can also be very powerful.
They're meant to challenge one's viewpoints and make you think.
Paula Wissel, 88.5 News.